Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, I'm going to give you the keys to successful weight loss and long-term weight control. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again from the Center for Weight Loss Success. On this podcast, we're going to talk again about keys to successful weight loss as well as long-term weight control. When I talk to people about what are the most important things to do, we can often boil it down to some what I'll call keys to weight loss. And these keys are going to be pretty straightforward. I'm going to whip them out for you right here, and then we're going to go into some detail. There are six keys to successful weight loss and long-term weight control, and they are, have to do with eating, drinking, vitamins, sleeping, exercise, and then that broad category of personal responsibility. All right, so let's go into a little detail here then. First, we're starting out, the first key is eating. All right, when we think of eating, you need to think protein first. Okay? Protein is probably the most important nutrient. We cannot survive without it. It also tends to be very satisfying. It's harder to digest, which means that it will increase your metabolism. And subsequently, protein can increase a couple of hormones that help you with weight loss, and that's growth hormone and glucagon. Growth hormone, obviously as adults, we don't make that much growth hormone, but if we can optimize what we do make, it's going to help you because it helps you preserve lean body mass and helps keep your metabolism high as possible. Glucagon is the opposite hormone of insulin. Insulin is one of those hormones that tells your body to store fat. When you think of insulin, its main job is controlling blood sugars. Helps keep blood sugars well controlled. That's true. Unfortunately, insulin also tells your body store fat. So glucagon is kind of the opposite there. Glucagon tells your body mobilize the fat. All right, so protein, very important as far as the eating goes. When we think of eating, I like people to think of in a structured pattern. The pattern of eating, I guess, is where I'm going. With the pattern of eating, what I mean is three meals a day. Three meals a day, plus minus a snack. So we have meals, most important meal is breakfast. You get a good protein start to your breakfast, just like your mom told you, okay? And then you should have about 5 to 6 hours between meals. So, okay, so if you're having breakfast early, seven in the morning, then you have lunch about one, then you have dinner around six or seven, and So you have three meals a day, and then plus or minus a snack in between. And this should be a planned snack, which means then you're eating about every 3 hours. Now that does not mean you're eating 5 or 6 meals. I like the mindset to be three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, about 6 hours apart, then a potentially a snack in between, again, a planned snack. No one has ever starved in 3 hours. So if you think you need to meal more often than that, you are mistaken. Okay, so good pattern, protein start your day, good pattern of eating, and then the concept of eating. The concept of eating needs to be how little can I eat and be satisfied, not how much can I cram in there. The difference between those two things is about 20%, which is often the difference between losing weight really well and not losing weight, or weight maintenance and gaining weight. All right, so that's eating, key number one. Drinking. All right, we can't survive without water. Water is the best thing to drink, all right? So, kind of, you should be drinking water potentially all day. Now, for those who have had surgery, you need to separate the eating and drinking because you don't want to wash food through. And you can also use that concept of water loading. Water loading meaning that, okay, it's not time to eat. If I drink something a little more and a little faster than what I normally would, you'll be full. It won't last very long, but it can often help with kind of preventing that snacking when it's not time to eat. Okay. So drinking, yes, stay hydrated. Again, water is the absolute best thing. When people ask me about, oh, can I have diet sodas or other kind of other type of things? Well, you should keep them to an absolute minimum, okay? Because there's nothing in either regular sodas, diet sodas, fruit drinks, flavored sodas, anything that has a bunch of artificial sweeteners in it, there's nothing in there that's beneficial for you. So water is the best thing to drink. All right, so those are the first two keys, eating, drinking. Third one, vitamins. I think everybody ought to take a good multivitamin. Okay. When we're in calorie restriction, which is basically a diet, okay, so we're restricting calories, we're often taking in less food. And so subsequently, just about everybody could use a good multivitamin. Now, having said that, I often encourage people to take actually a little more than a multivitamin. So what I call the first tier of things you ought to take. Multivitamin's number one, and right behind that is essential fatty acids. They're just good for you. Okay? Everybody ought to take them. They can help with muscle function, nerve function, how I think, how I feel, help with cholesterol problems, a lot of different health problems. It can help decrease inflammation. So there are lots of good reasons. Essential fatty acids help you on multiple levels. And then many people, I'll call second tier, you know, is okay, B vitamins, extra magnesium. Most people could use extra magnesium. Potentially vitamin D. About half the American population is deficient in vitamin D. And so, yes, those can be other things. And potentially a few other supplements depending on your situation. All right, so eating, drinking, vitamins. That's one, two, and three. Number four, sleeping. Okay, our most successful patients get good quality sleep. And they get about 7 hours or so of sleep. So if you're not getting good quality sleep and you're not getting a good 6-7 hours of sleep every night, this is not going to help you in your weight loss plan or your weight maintenance plan. Whenever we get poor sleep, we need sleep to recover. We need sleep to recover from the day. And our metabolism slows significantly, and that's how we recover. If we don't get good quality sleep, either due to some type of sleep disturbance, whether it be sleep apnea versus just poor quality sleep, then cortisol levels stay elevated. Cortisol levels stay elevated, we have a hard time losing weight, easy time gaining weight. So getting good quality sleep is also very important. So that was key number four. So eating, drinking, vitamins, sleeping. Next, number five is exercise. Exercise is extremely important during a weight loss plan, but it's even more important during weight maintenance. Now, people often think exercise is going to help them lose weight faster. It almost never does. Okay, people are sadly mistaken and think, oh, we're going to start exercising, I'll lose weight a lot faster. Almost no one does. Exercise is very important because it helps you preserve lean body mass. If you preserve lean body mass, you're going to keep your metabolism high as possible. The simple concept there is that a pound of muscle burns a lot more calories in 24 hours than a pound of fat does. So the more lean body mass we have, the higher metabolism is. The better trained that lean body mass is, the higher metabolism is. So exercise is extremely important during weight loss, even more important in weight maintenance, but again, not because it makes you lose weight faster. It helps you preserve lean body mass, keep your metabolism up. The best exercise for preserving lean body mass, keeping metabolism elevated, is weight training. Now, weight training is great for preserving lean body mass. Now, I oversimplified that a little bit because actually the best exercise for weight loss is really high intensity interval training, where we kind of doing both. High intensity interval training typically takes cardio and resistance training, puts them together. You can only do it in very short spurts, but it is probably one of the best ways to actually help with weight loss, though. All right, so the first five keys, and again, eating, drinking, vitamins, sleeping, exercise, and that last one, personal responsibility. No one can do this but you. You have to decide, is this something I'm going to do? And weight loss is hard. Weight maintenance is even harder. So, it's your responsibility. We can help you, and I'd love to help you, but we can't actually do it for you. You have to make that decision of, I'm going to make these changes in my life. No one else can do it for you. All right, there you have it, the simplified version, Dr. Clark's keys to successful weight loss and long-term weight control: eating, drinking, vitamins, sleeping, exercise, personal responsibility. All right, now if you have questions or you want more information, I encourage you, go to our website. You can go to our corporate website, which is cfwls.com, or you can get access to me weekly through our Losing Weight USA, which is losingweightusa.com. Go there, sign up, you'll get access to me every week when I do a webinar, as well as for tips handout and kind of menus that all come through there. You'll get those on a weekly basis. Again, keep these things in mind. They'll only help you. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Goodbye, everyone. Take care. Remember those keys.